We are in Simen Tof Nun Hei. We're up to Siv Dalid, and we will be learning from Dalid through Vav. We'll be concluding the Simen. Ma'im Shalolanu, Shinizbatlu Chad Betrei B'Ma'im Shalonu Lashem Be'em. The halacha is that if water that did not stay overnight got mixed with water that did stay overnight, the halacha is that it is batel. The lashnir is chad betray, which means one and two, but it's really lav dafka. As long as rov is mayim shalanu, we say that it cools it all off. In fact, if you don't have enough water, then lechatchila you're allowed to mix them. Whereas, what happens if you didn't mix the two waters? You put some water in the dough that was mayim shalanu and some water in the dough that is mayim shalolanu. B'mezid, the Mishnah Berurah, leaves that as a tzarech iyun. Sifei nogim shlolitein melach b'matzah. The minig is not to put salt in matzah v'nochan hadover, and it's the right thing. The reason being, because we say that the salt makes it heat up and it could become chametz. Says the Ramah, Vafilu b'diyeved yesh leser, we will answer this even b'diyeved. Now, after you finish baking the matzah, if you want to go and put some salt water on it and put it back into the oven to give it flavor, the halach is that that is mutter, but the matzah's mitzvah for the Seder, one should not do that. Now, what happens if someone dropped a little bit of salt into their matzah and baked it right away? We still do not use it. With regard to seawater that happens to have salt in it, it could be that there you don't have to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah also brings a sheet of the Pri Chadash that if it was only a small amount of salt, you could be makel. The Mishnah Berurah says that b'shogig you could be makel in that, and certainly there would be no isur hanah. We wouldn't consider it chametz gomer. Finally, Sivav Losha Matzah Bektzach Veshum Shemin of Mine Tavlin Kshera. What happens if you used all kinds of spices? You put them into your matzah. The halacha is kosher. Kevan Shiesh Bo Tam Matzah. Because it has the flavor of matzah, it is still kosher. Mikol Malkum Ein Litin Bo Tavlin. Fleishu Chad Umechamem Hayisiv. You shouldn't do it Lechatchila, because there too it will warm up the dough. Hagah says there are mo pilpilin. Whereas if you're dealing with hot peppers, afilu b'diyevet aser, even b'diyevet el aser, because that stuff is so strong, it'll definitely warm up the matzah, and we're afraid that it becomes chametz. The chenim nafal basid, similarly, if some plaster or lime wash falls into your matzah as you're baking it, we would say that that's probably going to heat it up, and we are choshish that it's chametz. Now, lahalacha, with regard to matzah that has other ingredients in it, lechatchila you really need rov of it should be flour, or at least the kazayis bechtei achilas pras, and you ate an entire pras, which means that you ended up eating an entire kazayis of dagon. Now there's a problem. The halacha is that matzah ashira you cannot be yotza in the mitzvah of matzah with. Why is this not matzah ashira? The answer is that in spices do not make it matzah shira, only if you put it in something like wine, possibly egg, but spices don't make it matzah shira. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a yesh lahachmer, those who say that one should be machmer and consider it matzah ashira. With regard to ginger, we give it the same halach as hot pepper. It's sharp, and we say that there's a real chashash chametz in it. In the case of sid, The plaster lime that fell into it, that's only talking about when it's fresh. Whereas if you're talking about plaster that already hardened, it dried and hardened and fell off the wall, there we say it's only as it is setting. When you mix it with liquid, when you mix it with water, there as it's setting, it gets extremely hot. Whereas if it's already dry plaster, when it gets wet, it does not get hot. Also, with regard to cloves, the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic that it may have the same halacha as hot peppers, that it does warm things up. But the Ramah already mentioned that it is the minhag Ashkenaz not to use cloves on Pesach anyway, because there were places that they were washed with alcohol.